Hey, you're listening to WRUU 107.5 FM. That's WRUU.org, Savannah Soundings, Community Radio with Global Soul. To your colanders. Happy Election Day, everybody. Hope you voted. If you haven't, get out there and vote. But take WRUU with you, please. I don't know if they can listen to WRUU at the polling station. But anyway, if you can, take WRUU radio with you. You've stumbled onto the Rock and Roll Cookbook here. We are, of course, the show that keeps you awake at least 50% of the time, during trying times with the songs that never sleep. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the Earl of Rock and Roll. We're here live with you every first and third Tuesday of the month. And our show today is titled, Was It Something We Said? So, of course, it's all about songs around the theme of communication in celebration of this election day, actually. They're actually related, Earl, I think.
Yep.
So anyway, speaking of voting, what's on today's menu?
Okay, the first song is by Alice Cooper. It was released a few months before the U.S. presidential election of 1972. That was between Richard Nixon and George McGovern. The song has completely different lyrics, but is musically similar to his song Reflected from 1969's album Pretty's For You. This is one of the few Alice Cooper songs with composer credits going to the entire band, Alice Cooper, guitarists Glenn Buxton and Michael Bruce, bass player Dennis Dunaway, and drummer Neil Smith.
And Cooper revived this song every 4 years and announced he was running for president. I don't know if folks out there remember that. But even to the point of posting his platform on the votealicecooper.com website. I actually searched for that website. I don't think it still exists. Somebody knows anything about it, let us know. But anyway, here's the song, Elected.
Yeah.
That was, of course, the inimitable Alice Cooper with Elected, and she was running for president. All right. Next song is from one of our favorite performers, right, Earl? It's one of the pioneers of rock and roll before Elvis. I mean, Elvis was not the pioneer of rock and roll. Some people think he was. But anyway, this guy was known as the King of the Jukebox, unlike the King of the Jukebox. Louis Jordan was one of the originators of the genre called jump blues, which is a kind of a precursor of rock and roll. Came after the swing band, big band era. So it bridged that gap in the 30s and 40s and was a prelude to the rock and roll bands of the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, and he was a huge influence on artists like Chuck Berry and B.B. King. And Jordan's band, the Timpani Five, is featured on this track and became famous after opening for the Mills Brothers at the Capitol Lounge in Chicago in 1941. The band was originally called the Elks Rendezvous Band, named after the Elks Rendezvous Jazz Joint in Harlem. The original members featured Jordan playing alto, tenor, and Barry sax, as well as singing the lead vocals. Courtney Williams on trumpet, Lem Johnson on tenor sax, Clarence Johnson on piano, Charlie Drayton on bass, and Walter Martin on drums. The later version of the band, called Timpani, often featured two or three extra players, including Bill Jennings and Carl Hogan on guitar.
So really an all-star cast of players.
Yes.
Also in the band, there was Wild Bill Davis, a renowned pianist arranger. He's actually William S. Davis. I forget what the S stands for, strengthen or something like that. Anyway, he was called Wild Bill Davis on stage. He was a jazz electronic organist pioneer starting in the 30s, before even Jimmy Smith. And then also Bill Doggett, who's also an organist, worked with the great jazz band leaders of the 30s and 40s as well, like Count Basie, Louis Armstrong, Lionel Hampton. There's also Shadow Wilson and Chris Columbus making up the drum section, and Dallas Bartley played bass. So with its full instrumentation, the group was composed of the 3-to-5-piece horn section, along with drums, double bass, guitar, and piano. So really it sort of gave the same sound as the swing band, but on a smaller scale and a more compact ensemble. So here we are with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with You Run Your Mouth and I'll Run My Business.
You cats keep beating up your chops. I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this field, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You start in telling me you're my pal and end up telling me how to handle my gal. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. Just run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. You always telling me what to do, saying I wouldn't do that if I was you. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Just clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. Clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. If I'd followed your advice on how to make dough, I'd been in the jailhouse long ago. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Thank you. Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry I interrupted. Louis Jordan, the great Louis Jordan, king of the jukebox. We love him. All right, Joe Jones is our next artist with a song by Reginald Hall, who happens to be the brother-in-law of Fats Domino. I did not know that.
Yep. And Jones also discovered the Dixie Cups. Let me see, where am I seeing?
Yeah, he did discover the Dixie Cups.
Jones was a New Orleans singer and recorded the song in 1960 for Rick Records. The producer was Sylvia Vanderpool Robinson of the R&B duo Mickey and Sylvia, but was not credited for the session.
So Mickey and Sylvia did, what was it, Love So Strange or Strange?
Yes. How do you call your lover boy?
Love is Strange.
Yeah, Love is Strange is the name of that.
Yeah, I knew I recognized that name from somewhere. Yeah, also the Dixie Cups. Joe Jones, as you said, discovered them. This is a popular girl group in the 1960s, famous for Chapel of Love and Ico Ico. He also had his own band called the Atomic Rebops in the 1940s. And he was a Juilliard-trained pianist, by the way. He also moved into music publishing later in life. So he's quite an accomplished musician and entrepreneur. So here we have You Talk Too Much by Joe Jones.
Even worry my pet, you just talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
So now we have one of the premier blues guitar legends. Who could that be?
Yes.
Released as a single by Chess Records in 1951.
Yes, we're going to hear from Muddy Waters, a tune that originated from the song Long Distance Moan, recorded in September 1929 by Blind Lemon Jefferson. Waters' recording featured Little Walter on harmonica and Ernest Big Crawford on bass, and was really a showcase for the slide guitar and harmonica interaction.
And Muddy Waters really is probably, he's probably done as much or more than any other musician to develop blues as a commercially viable genre. I think that would be accurate.
Yeah, right? He was the key guy at the turning point from the acoustic Delta blues, mm-hmm, and turning it into electric Chicago blues.
Electric Chicago blues, yeah. And songs about telephones, by the way, have been a staple in pop and rock history.
Yeah.
This particular
and
song...
And we'll hear more of them today.
We'll hear lots more of them today, yes. This particular one by Waters is reportedly his favorite song of any of his songs. And this is called Long Distance Call, Muddy Waters.
Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, ease my worried mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. One of these days, I'm gonna show you just how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac if you only speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing, sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keep ringing, sound like a long distance call. I picked up my receiver. The potty said another mule kicking in your stall.
All right, Long Distance Call, Muddy Waters. Now we have a song which is really
something completely different.
Completely different. And I thought it was a stupid song, but it's actually a fun song. It's written in 1963.
Yeah, it's really a very good song by a goofy act.
By a goofy act, yes. To be fair, it was a goofy act, but actually a pretty good song by Freddie Garrity and Mitch Murray, originally performed by Freddie and the Dreamers, and actually became number one on the Billboard in 1965.
Yes, and we've heard worse.
That's true.
It made it to number two on the UK singles chart and is considered the band's biggest hit. The group is from Manchester and is considered a minor part of the British invasion movement of the mid-60s. It also started a goofy dance fad called the Freddy.
The Freddy.
The dance was the Freddy.
It was kind of a... Well, I don't know. You'd have to see it. Go to YouTube, which as far as I know... is exclusive to this band. I don't think anybody ever did it. It was never performed by the Rockettes or Madonna, nothing like that. But it's music that has definitely survived the test of time. So here it is. I'm telling you now, Freddie and the Dreamer.
I'm telling you now, I'm telling you right away, I'll be staying for many a day. I'm in love with you now. I'm telling you now, I'll say what you wanna hear. I'll be telling you for many a year, I'm in love with you now. Do you think I'm fooling when I say I love you? I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through.
before. Say you love me and I will be sure I'm in love with you now. I'm fooling when I say I love you. I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now. I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure. I'm in love with you now. I'm in love with you now.
You know, that song kind of grows on you. I actually like it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice harmony, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, our next song is simply entitled Words. It's an unusual one for this particular group, which is known mostly for their TV show and being a leader of the so-called bubblegum pop movement. I can never say that right.
Yes, the song was written by Bobby Hart and Tommy Boyce, who wrote at least a few songs for the Monkees. It's a rather bleak breakup song and is sung by Mickey Dolan with a second vocal by Peter Tork, which is really an interesting arrangement. I mean, they both did a great job on this.
Yeah, and contrary to popular belief, most of the Monkees songs were not sung by Davy Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a great entertainer in his own right, but, you know, it was kind of pretty equally mixed
among
the four of them.
Yeah, probably almost an even split between Davy and Mickey Dolenz. They were the strongest singers, and then Mike and Peter, I think, only sat and lead on maybe two songs.
Yeah, I think that's right. You would know, though, Earl. So,
yep.
Dolenz also, of course, played drums, and I think, or we think, should have been as successful as a solo act, as a singer, but I guess he was kind of typecast into his Monkees persona. Anyway, the song, on the other hand, definitely works fabulously. So here is Words by the Monkees.
Girl, don't you know every time I see you smile,
it's so bad, cause when I see you I start trying
to stop, but there's no denying.
Lies and
That song reminds me of another song, and I was trying to think of the name. It just didn't come to me. Anyway, Words by the Monkees. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook, and today's special is our communication-themed show called Was It Something I Said? We're here on WRUU 107.5 FM, WRUU.org, Savannah Soundings, Community Radio with Global Soul. And hey, folks, we're live, just so you know, in case you didn't know. And we just want to say thank you to everyone. We are officially or unofficially at the end of the pledge drive, but we want to say thanks wholeheartedly to everyone who made a financial contribution during this year's on-air membership campaign for WRUU. Because of your generosity, we're able to continue bringing you the music and talk programs you've come to expect and love, we hope. And we're back on the air with our regular programming. Thanks for your financial support of Savannah's Best Talk Radio. Local Talk Radio is voted by the readers in the 2020 Connect Savannah poll. WRUU 107.5 FM, that's what we're all about. If you somehow missed the campaign, you can still donate anytime at WRUU.org, WRUU.org. Donations keep us going. All of us here at the station greatly appreciate what you, the community, does to make Community Radio 107.5 possible. It's your radio station, folks. Here's to another great year of radio. Yay! All right. And we have another top secret announcement about something that
Thank you to all of our loyal listeners who made donations during last month's WRUU Pledge Drive. While the on-air pledge drive has come to an end, we are excited to announce a surprise bonus round where those who still wish to give or give more can do so with a chance of winning a unique gift. Local artist David Laughlin has created a series of uniquely painted vintage vinyl records that are available for bid in an online silent auction. Each of these one-of-a-kind records is mounted in a beautifully matted UV-protected frame. Bidding opens Monday, November 2nd, and closes on November 14th at the link www.32auctions.com/WRUU. Again, that auction link is www.32auctions.com/WRUU. And if you could not write that down fast enough, the auction URL can be found at our website, www.wruu.org. All proceeds from these ornamental record sales go towards supporting WRUU Community Radio. Thank you again for listening to and supporting WRUU.
Wow, that is so cool, Earl. Vintage records. So everybody go to WRUU for a chance with this wonderful prize. And thank you again so much for your support. So another important announcement we want to throw in here is that the Rock and Roll Cookbook is looking for songs, stories, poems, and other spoken word or audio art for a kind of end-of-the-year small works festival. This is kind of a pilot festival for radio. It's called 3 Minutes in 2020. So it's a small works, very small. We hope that some of you out there will send in your 3 minutes. We're looking for original material, please, not rearrangements of other people's stuff. But the rules are pretty simple. All that we ask is that it be small, 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 small. That is not more than 3 minutes and 15 seconds. We give you a little grace period to perform whatever, whatever speaks to you. Of course, it should reference or evoke something in the way of an actual event that happened to you or to somebody else in 2020. Deadline for submission of MP3s is December 18th. The broadcast will be December 29th. You can check out the guidelines on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page or on WRUU. And we really look forward to hearing and playing your 3 minutes. So thank you again. All right, up next, we've got another communication song. And what would a communication show be complete, or would it be complete? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Okay. If we did not have a song by the Beatles. They just wrote so many, and some of their best were apropos to the theme, like this particular one that we're going to play.
Yes. This is a George Harrison composition. George once said, "I want to tell you is about the avalanche of thoughts that are so hard to write down or say or transmit." The song was recorded under the working title Laxton's Superb in July 1966 for the Revolver album. Later became I Don't Know after George Martin asked Harrison if he had a title. The song was part of a creative surge for Harrison that year in which he also immersed himself in Indian culture. It was also pivotal in establishing Harrison's identity as a mature songwriter.
Yes.
And it was the opening track on the Revolver album, which was probably giving George more of a spotlight as a songwriter.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
And he really was a great songwriter. And
yeah.
There are a lot of interpretations of this song, of course, as there have been for a lot of, or all of the Beatles songs, or a lot of songs in general. Critic Robert Rodriguez described it rather aptly as Harrison's early attempt at matching the music to the message, sort of a struggle to find the words to express more wide-ranging thoughts. Which I have trouble finding the words for wide-ranging thoughts myself. So there are some interesting changes, harmonic changes in the song that might also be a reflection of the struggle for meaningful communication. So.
Yeah, and there's a really interesting like harmonic note, I guess, in the chorus that just kind of keeps, it sounds like a bell or something that's going ding 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 ding, but it just... unsettling, but it really works in this song.
Excellent. Well, yep. Let's hear it. I Want to Tell You by George Harrison.
I just want to correct myself. I think I said this was the opening track on the Revolver album. I believe that was Taxman, which was another George Harrison.
I remember that one too. Yeah, that was
composition.
Cool.
So he did have the opening track, but it wasn't I Want to Tell You.
Okay. Really interesting song, though, for sure. This next song by Harry Nilsson was famously featured in the 1969 film Midnight Cowboy, and it won a Grammy for that. Folk singer Fred Neil wrote the song. It was released as a single in 1968, but it didn't do so well. This was actually one of the first songs Phil Ramone produced at the 7th Avenue Studio in New York City that he purchased from Columbia Records. He would, of course, later go on to record Billy Joel, Dionne Warwick, Paul Simon, and many others there. And the song is also from the 1968 album Aerial Ballet, which was inspired by the Aerial Ballet Act performed by Nielsen's Swedish grandparents, who were actually circus performers and dancers. The song is said to describe the singer's desire to retreat from other people to the ocean, and is among the most famous works of both Nielsen and the original performer Neil.
Yes, and many of Harry Nilsson's songs have been used in film soundtracks.
Do I keep mispronouncing his name? It's Nilsson.
Yes.
Nilsson. I'm so sorry. All you Harry Nilsson advocates and fans, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I just...
Yes.
Hand slap. Okay, here we go. Everybody's talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
And that was Harry Nilsson, who had nothing to do with the Nielsen ratings. He was a gifted songwriter who left us much too soon. So next we have a song from Led Zeppelin's 1969 debut album, also released as the B-side of their first hit single in the United States, Good Times, Bad Times.
Yes, Jimmy Page's guitar riff in this song, consisting of rapid downstrokes, was inspired by Eddie Cochran's nervous breakdown. Page described his technique as a guitar in a shoebox sound, which he created in a small vocal type of booth and miking the guitar from a distance. It really illustrates the importance of microphone placement in recording.
And yeah, you can really hear that in the song, I think. Yeah. So the guitar riff also inspired his guitar riff, Page inspired Ramones guitarist Johnny Ramone's downstroke guitar styles too. I know nothing about this downstroke guitar style. I know you know this much better, Errol. Anyway, the song has been used in a lot of films, and it was a popular song for Led Zeppelin to open or perform as an encore for one of their live shows. So this is called Communication Breakdown. In case you missed it, that was Communication Breakdown by Led Zeppelin. And our next song, speaking of people who left us way too soon, this next song, Operator, is the second single from Jim Croce's 1972 breakthrough album, You Don't Mess Around With Jim. This is a really interesting song, I think, Earl.
Yes.
Written during Croce's service in the National Guard, reflects one side, actually, of a conversation with a telephone operator.
Yes, he's... He tries to find the phone number of his former lover who has moved to Los Angeles with his former best friend. He wants to tell both of them that he's over their betrayal, but tells the operator that he is not.
And then after he gets the number from the operator, he can't read it because he's probably crying. He changes his mind and tells the operator not to place the call. Thanks her and says, keep the dime. Now, yes, there was a time when payphones actually cost a dime. I can't believe I remember that, but anyway, it's a wonderful song.
Yeah, and this kind of material really could be, like, really sappy.
It could but it isn't.
In a lesser skilled songwriter's hands.
Yeah, it's really quite wonderful.
Listening to this song, it struck me that it's a completely different style, but he's as much a master of lyrics as Chuck Berry.
Sure.
And in the chorus, there's sort of a string of conversational cliches, but it sounds very sincere and natural.
It does.
And it just sounds like you're listening to a conversation.
It's excellent. So let's hear it. Operator, That's Not the Way It Feels by Jim Croce.
Operator, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Overcome the blow, I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Jim Croce, and we did say there are a lot of telephone songs in rock and roll, and you're going to hear two more right now. This is a ballad from the 1976 album A New World Record by the English rock band Electric Light Orchestra. Jeff Lynne explained their process was to call a number they knew no one would answer from England to America and just let it ring, and then on the Moog they recorded, or they recreated the sound exactly by tuning the oscillators to the same notes as the recording of the phone. And I guess at that time, recording technology was nowhere near what it is now. So yeah, that was quite a feat. The song did make it to the top 10 on Billboard in the UK and the US. Nothing terribly profound about the scenario, but it's done really well. So here is Telephone Line by Electric Light Orchestra.
Pick up that telephone. How you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did, we did? We're all for real, not a dream.
I just can't believe it all faded out of view.
Okay, that was ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Another telephone song was actually originally recorded by The Nerves, a power pop band, short-lived on the West Coast. But it was a big hit for Blondie. It's called Hanging on the Telephone, and it's from their 1978 album, Parallel Lines. So here is Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie.
I'm in the phone booth, it's a one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told you to.
right, folks, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook. Was it something we said? Thank you so much, Earl, for helping me out today.
Okay.
Thanks to WRUU and to you, our amazing listeners. Thank you so much. Please let us know your thoughts. Yes, that's right. We want you to communicate with us on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page. Please visit our Rock and Roll Cookbook group and join us there. We'll be back on Tuesday, November 17th, 4 p.m. Until then, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat, and bye for now.
Okay, well, what are we going to hear?
Oh, we're going to hear Twirty Rapping Hood by the Tom Tom. Sorry, Wordy Rapping Hood by the Tom Tom Club. Bye, folks.
Mots pressés, mots sensés, mots qui disent la vérité, mots maudits.